Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good friend Jeffrey Zabar back on the show. Jeff is a longtime original member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the previous millennia. He is the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How. And an award-winning journalist, by the way. He's our good friend, Jeff Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you back. Hey, Jeff, one of the things that we're going through right now in the marketplace is we're transitioning, as you know, as I've been talking about for a long time, we're transitioning from an old age to a new age.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, though, in that transition, where we've got one foot on one dock and one foot on the other dock. We got the traditional age of the seller marketplace on one side that we got one foot on. We got the other foot. We're trying to get a footing for what I'm calling the age of the customer. But in that transition, we have to live in both worlds a little bit. And the old world is the one we know really well. The new one is the one that we're just learning about, and it's really creating for a lot of folks, especially for small business owners, is creating frustration and a little bit of anxiety. And one of the big parts of that transition, one of the things that we're having to learn new and figure out how to make it pay, is social media. Have you got it figured out yet?
Yes, I am the guru at the top of the mountain. I have it figured out. All climb to me, and I will give you the answer.
Oh, great one. Please tell us.
Oh, great one. I am the oracle. You know, no one has it figured out. And anyone who sells themselves as a social media guru, for those small businesses out there who are going seeking to explore social media, how it can work for them, et cetera, anyone who sells themselves as a guru, you might want to get a second opinion. Mm-hmm. But the point is, what the gurus know and what anybody who is an expert, because that's like a guru, but someone who's knowledgeable of social media, whether they're a vendor who does it for a living as a marketing firm, or whether they're a small business who's been involved in social media for a while, just knows what they know is you got to get there. You got to be there. I don't care what your business is, whether you're an old staid downtown law firm, or you're running a plumbing shop, a floral shop, a consulting agency. You know, that's where your customers are moving, whether it's on their smartphone, their laptop, their desktop, their tablet, their computers, or
new expectations, don't
Absolutely.
They? That's the thing. The old expectations, Spencer Johnson's book, Who Moved My Cheese, continues to deliver. Right, because you thought you knew where the cheese was, and your customers have moved on to another kind of cheese. They're doing something else. They're expecting you to connect with them, to reach out to them, to touch them, to serve them.
Right,
with new expectations, and that's what's happened. And a lot of small business owners woke up one morning and their customers moved and they didn't know it.
Right,
and they don't know where they are.
Well, that's the thing, is you have to know where your customers are going, and whether it's through research, whether it's just asking, whether it's seeing what the trends are in the marketplace, you have to preferably, move with them, but preferably move a step ahead of them, so you're there when they arrive. Certainly, it takes a lot to be the earliest adopter and the earliest adapter and sort of that bleeding edge person, and a lot of us, we don't have time to do that because we're too busy making our widgets. We're too busy doing business to be so caught up in where our market is going. But if you just stay atop your customers and you find out where they're going and you stay atop what they call the mega trends, John Nesbitt's line from years ago, the mega trends of what's transpiring and occurring in the marketplace, for example, social media, all you need to do is dabble in Facebook, and you'll see that, wow, this guy I know, he has a personal page, but look, he also has a business page mm-hmm. and he's marketing out there. Maybe I should do that. Some of this comes through a form of osmosis. Just you see it, and you're going to catch on to it and say, maybe I should be going there.
One good piece of advice I've gotten recently from someone who knows more about this than I do, and that is that watch what the big guys are doing and see what you can learn from them, because they're not as good, they're not ever going to be as good as small business owners can be in social media, but they are doing some things. They have spent a lot of money on this, and so they've learned some things. So in terms of how to approach customers, to connect with customers in social media, watch what the big guys are doing. See if you can learn anything from them. One of the things two things that I tell people, Jeff, is for small businesses trying to break into social media. Number one, you got to be patient, and you got to be deliberate and disciplined.
Right.
The rules of selling in social media are different from the rules of selling in the traditional marketplace. That's one thing. The other thing is that it's just you don't have to win the race. You don't have to win the social media race, but you got to be in the race.
To two things. First off, your first point, like any form of marketing, whether it's advertising, promotions, public relations, publicity, whatever, social media will not pay off necessarily tomorrow unless you're down the road a ways. Mm-hmm. You already have a big network and you run a special for
this
weekend.
It's not like running a call to action ad on Monday and expecting to get business on Wednesday.
Absolutely not. And the second thing is, if you're not, just to be in it, you just have to start. Just have to be there. You just have to start exploring.
Do something,
exactly. Exactly. And then that could be starting on a personal level, like we said.
Yeah.
It could be starting by launching your own Facebook, getting your own Twitter, starting to build that network, and it will grow over time.
Isn't it amazing, though, Jeff? Now, some of this stuff that we're talking about right now, I was talking about on the show 4 years ago. And yet we're polling small business owners. This year we poll them about social media, and some of them, more and more are using it. But there's still way, way, way too many who are not doing anything
right
with social media. And folks, as I said 4 years ago, Jeff, and as you've said too, you got to just get started. Find out how there are new rules over there. Find out what those rules are. As you say, start, join Twitter, follow somebody on Twitter, start tweeting. And who ever thought I would say something like that?
Right.
15 years ago. But hey, Jeff, give us the website, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Jeffrey Zabar and I will be right back after these messages. Folks, you don't have to win the race, but you have to be in the race. And the more you're in the race, the more you'll be able to keep the winners, the people who are leading, people who do this all the time, you'll keep them in sight at least. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.